Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I just want people to know how I became a political prisoner, a national and community activist who tragically became a political prisoner in the state of Michigan. On December 15, 2014, I was sent to prison with absolutely no evidence a crime was even committed. The Barron County Trial Court and Judge Sterling Sharrock, along with Prosecutor Mike Seppin, stole 30 months of my life. 30 months of my life. On July 26, 2016, the Michigan Court of Appeal rejected my appeal. Three-judge panel, Kelly O'Brien, and who happened to be a black person, known as the Three Blind Mice. They was unable to see reality. They was all working together. They stated that Reverend Pinckney must have told somebody to change the dates on the recall petition, because there was absolutely no evidence that I changed them, or I even knew that they were changed. But they stated that Reverend Edward Pinckney, this is their opinion, had to tell somebody to do it. It's not possible in their eyesight that someone did it, or if it was done, it was done by the sheriff's department. It could have been done by the election clerk. It could have been done by the county clerk. It could have been done by the prosecutor. But according to them, their statement was, I, Reverend Edward Pinckney, had to tell somebody to change the dates. If that makes any sense to you, please call in and tell me that makes sense, because that makes no sense. The American criminal justice system is totally absent from justice. There is no such thing as justice in America. The criminalization of the United States citizen by the injustice system is now one of America's largest industrial. Prisons have been privatized and inmates compromised. Cheap labor for big corporations, Apple Computer, and the defense industrial. Among many others, the United States of America not only has the highest percentage of its population in prison, it has the highest absolute number than any other country in the whole wide world. China has over 1.5 billion people, and we have more people in prison than China. And here's one of the reasons why. That should tell the American people something. But they are too brainwashed by the news media, the TV, and everything else to see it. I won't call them morons. I just said the people rush to the defense of the police, and they praise prosecutors for false charges. Most of the time, police evidence is seldom tested. A police knows this. It is much easier for the police to pick up someone who has committed a similar crime in the past and charge him than to go to the trouble of solving the crime by investigating it. We have so many people today that's in prison. One of the things that I discovered is that there's a lot of people who were sent to prison, and the bad news that we were forced to do things we never heard. Let me bring in my good friend from California. My brother, are you there? Reverend Pinckney here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you, my brother. Talk to me. Hi, how you doing today?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. And it's an honor to be on your show, and I am so happy that my brother's out of
Absolutely.
Praise to the Most High, man. I was calling your wife all the time, trying to see what's going on, trying to save money and everything, man. And it's just a blessing that you are out. You do a lot of great things for the community, and a lot of people should notice that. And the one bad thing about it is, you know, when we as leaders do so many things for other people, need them, where are they? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
if
absolutely.
There's anybody out there listening, Pastor Pinkney, you know he's been his before to help so many people in the community. He need help too. So that I'm bringing that out to let it be known that just because we are so strong don't mean that we can't turn around and y'all can bless us too. You know what I'm saying? And not just with money, with anything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Pinkney needs your support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need all your, you know, everything that you do for people, they should turn around and do the same thing for you. It should have been more of a rally, more of a gathering, more of marching. The same thing that you did for them, they should have been doing for you. But I salute you, brother, for all of the hard work that you put in for our people. It's not many brothers like you. You know what I'm saying? I know you personally, how hard you go for this, and you're not doing it to get paid, but because you love the people, and people should show the love back. So I just want to bring that up.
Amen. I tell you, it's amazing when you sit back and take a good look at it. See, by being in prison, I had the opportunity to analyze my position a little bit, and maybe psychoanalyze myself. You know, because some of the things that you expect other people to do, they don't do. You know, some of the things you want people to do, you know, and you say this to yourself. You say, wow, you know, I'm in prison now, and I want to give everybody an opportunity because we don't even know. Well, we're at war. This is no conflict. This is the real deal, and people better wake up. You know, it's not
That's
just
right.
the criminal justice system itself. It's everything. We you know, and I always tell people, We black people are the busiest people there is in the whole wide world, and we ain't doing nothing. We ain't busting a grape, you know. And we sit around and say things, but I know you got a something that you want to bring to our attention, some things that you want done. So why don't you talk about that, and let's take this thing to a whole different level. Go ahead, my brother.
See, Pastor Pinkney, what's going on is, like, every generation, the Most High always give us more and more information. So I just want to go ahead and I want to introduce myself. I am Brother Malak from California. I am a Hebrew Israelite. Now, the reason why I'm saying that the Most High releases so much information, like, each generation, he moves us a little bit closer to him, right? So we were in slavery.
Absolutely.
We started in slavery. Then our people came together, right? And they said, okay, we're going to let them be free, right? But then we still had injustices that was going on in our community, right, at that time. So we had to start sticking together once again, and we moved into a little better situation. But now we're still in every generation got to come together, and we still in a bad situation. And through history, it shows us when we come together, we can move out of it, but it's all by the power of the Most High. In your generation, y'all was marching, doing a lot of great things. Now it's time for us, the next generation, to stand up and do what you're doing. So that's why I call you my mentor, you know, because I know what you're doing, and I want to take the crown now. Like, pass the torch to younger brothers so we can get out there. You didn't did all your work. You just let us take it from here. We still need you. I'm not saying that we don't, but it's time for us, this generation, to stand up and start bringing all kind of things together for our people. All right? So basically what we do in our community, what we're doing right now, and we do need help from a lot of other people, but what we're doing right now is we're trying to educate our people. We're trying to educate them in the minds. Because what we have, what we have right now is a lack of understanding of who we are. We walking around with amnesia. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. I don't know my name. I don't know where I come from. And now what the world is getting us to do is not even care about where you come from, not even care about who you truly are, right? So by the power of the Most High, he is putting his spirit all over the world, and he's sending us right back to the Bible, right? The foundation. He's sending us to the Bible, and he's showing us, like, look, if you really want to know who you are, you better start opening up this Bible and let me show you who you are, right? So I'm just going to give just like a couple of scriptures for the listeners out there to just let you know how powerful this is, right? Okay, so now watch this. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 28, right?
That's my favorite one.
Tanaka, are you on with me? It's your favorite one.
That's my favorite one, Deuteronomy 28.
Yeah.
1 through 14 is good, but then I like 28, 15, all the way up to 50.
That's right. That's right. You should have stopped at 68. That's when it really would have got real interesting.
Yeah.
But for people that don't know, he used scripture when they was trying to incarcerate him in jail. He told the judge that all these curses shall come upon you. And this is how me and him met. He was telling me that he did that. And I was like, it was powerful because this is what the Most High is trying to get all of us to see. See, now, the way that the church is teaching right now, they said, oh, man, don't read the Old Testament. Stay in the New Testament, right? But if we don't understand the foundation of how the New Testament came to be, how are we going to understand the Bible? And
there
are so many things in the Old Testament that have not come to pass. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of prophecies in here. We can show you where Christ come back in the Old Testament. So you're going to throw all that away? The reason why they say this is because it's one chapter in this book that will give you back everything that you lost, right? So we're going to start out at Deuteronomy 28:15, my brother Pinckney's favorite verse.
That's
so, Pinocchio, you on with me? Read that for me real quick.
Yeah, I'm on. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you well. Go right ahead.
But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Most High thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Okay, so we are so much of a special people, God, that we don't even know. You have to sit back and think, like, how is the strongest people on earth at the bottom? Why are we so hated in all the world and we don't do nothing to nobody but ourselves? Game banging only affects us. Drug dealing only affects us. You ain't going to see a man walking down the street with a business suit and briefcase and he got shot in gang violence. It's not going to happen. We're only hurting ourselves. Why are they coming so hard against us? Why is this happening? Is it because of who we are? Yes, it is. And so this, when we go, I'm just going to go just give y'all a taste of it. And if anybody got any questions, they can call in. We can go over anything you want. If any pastors on the phone, they disagree or agree, I want you to call in. But look, watch this. Deuteronomy 28:43. Let's go there real quick.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low.
Okay, so the stranger that brought us here, right? He's going to be living high on the hog. How are we going to be living? We're going to be living in the ghettos. We ain't going to have nothing, right? Read.
He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail.
So we're going to be following the other nations. They're lending. Everybody trading, and that's what the whole world is about, buying and selling, and we are not even a part of it. We have the most money of all the world. We are the biggest consumers of all the world, right? Jump down to verse 48.
Verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Most High shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of.
So we're going to be hungry, thirsty. We're going to be hungry, thirsty, and butt naked, right? Now, y'all picture what's about to happen right here. What's the next one?
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Okay, so now this is a whole nation of people that was hungry, thirsty, butt naked, right, and had yokes of iron upon their necks. What you're hearing right now is your history. What you're hearing right now was why slavery happened. I know so many people be like, I wonder why slavery happened. I wonder why we at the lowest. I wonder this, and that. The Bible tells you why. Keep reading.
Shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth. A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Now, come on now. He said he's going to bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth. We was in Africa in a place called Niger. We ran from Jerusalem into Africa, West Africa. There's a place called Niger. Niger means black, right? So when the white people came to try to get us, they was like, get that Niger. Get that Niger. Niger turned into nigger. Pinkney, how do you say black in Spanish?
Niger.
Negro.
Mm.
Negro. That's how you say black in Spanish. So when the Spaniards came, we became the Negroes. So if you got your computers or your phone, type in Negro land. That's where we came from. We are the true people of time. When we came off those slave ships, we didn't speak English. We were speaking Hebrew. We were singing songs like Kumbaya. And I know everybody know that song, but did you know it was Hebrew and the slaves were singing it in the fields? Right? Okay, so let's just go right to Deuteronomy 28:68. We're going to go to the last verse so y'all can really get this. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Kanaka.
Yes, I'm here. The phone, the call had dropped.
Oh, okay.
About that. I'm here.
Yeah, 28:68.
Deuteronomy 28:68. And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
It shall bring us where? Wait. It's going to bring us to Egypt. Egypt means bondage. So I'm going to ask all the people that's on the ground with melanin in their skin that call themselves black people, how did you get over here? We got over here in ships, right?
That's right.
Okay, now keep reading, Kanaka.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you.
Okay, so we're going to be sold as male and female slaves, and no man shall buy you mean ain't nobody going to be able to redeem you or save you out of this situation. You know, Malcolm X tried it. Martin Luther King tried it. Many other guys have tried to get us out of this. But we can't get out of this until the Most High brings us out. So with the power of the Bible, so hopefully somebody see today, like, wait a minute, the Bible talking about us. It is talking about you. We are the original people. Commandments was only given to us to give to the rest of the world. He wanted us to run this whole world. But what do? We went out and we started worshiping all the other gods. Now, some people on the phone call is like, oh, he being racist. No, we're not being racist. The Most High chose a certain people to lead the rest of the world. And those people just happened to be us, and we didn't take the position. So he said, okay, well, you don't want to take the position. I'm going to let them rule over you. So bringing it all back to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and all that, okay, now the Nation of Islam, everybody – is trying to help our people, right? But our people need the Most High. If we don't have the Most High with us, there is no way that we can get redeemed. There's no way we can get the power that we need, the structure that we need, the firepower that we need to fight against the other nations. Now, am I saying that we physically have to fight them? It may come to that. But no, we're talking about with smarts coming together. We got to educate our people, show them that they kings and queens. This is what we do. If it's a girl, she at the strip club, she have no self-worth, she don't understand who she is, we're going to sit her down and say, let me show you who you are so now I can introduce you to the Most High. So when I introduce, then when she get introduced to the Most High, she get convicted because she read the scripture for herself and understood that this is me. And the Most High expects more of me. He don't want me out here swinging down poles, opening up my legs for the whole world to see. He's saying that I am a royal, I'm from a royal priesthood of kings and queens. So this is the mission of the Hebrew Israelites. Now, when we say Hebrew Israelites, this is not a religion. This is my nationality. I am not black. I am not an African-American. I am not an African. I am not an American. Now, if anybody know and they do their research, African-American is two continents. America was named after America Gosgowski, right? Africa was made named after Afroskuniaskis, right? So now these were two white guys that America and Africa was named after, and you were embracing that name. Now, if we was to say that we was actually an African, we have to know what tribe we come from, right? Okay, so now if anybody do some research, you will hear about the Limba tribe. The Limba tribe is some scientists went up to these people. These people in Africa been keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High for centuries. They go over there, they test their blood, say, you know what? These people are Hebrew Israelites. These are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? They got the actual code of their blood, E1B1A. Am I saying that right, Kanakia?
Yep, you're saying it right, E1B1A.
Okay, E1B1A. Do you know when the people over here in America started testing their blood? It was the exact same code. We are the people of the Most High, right? So now, what are we trying to do? First, we got to educate our people, get their mind right so they can understand who they are. Second, we're coming out, we're trying to bring our people together. We're trying to stop game banging. Stop. We got to do this ourselves. We can't allow the other nations. We see what the police doing to our people. You call the police on the smallest thing, it can turn into you or somebody else that you love being killed right now. So we got to fix this ourselves. We got to take control, and we got to get all of the people together and start loving one another and understanding that we got to love the Most High first. This is what's going to stop everything. Okay, so now my brothers out here in California, we're trying to set up meetings right now with all of the leaders of the gangbangers, dope dealers and all that. We're trying to get you all together. Our plan, one of our plans is that we want to have a meeting at Jim Brown's house, and we want to bring all of the gangbangers and sit them all in one place, show them who they are first, then tell them, bring out a strategy on how we can change these people that is using their skills for wickedness for righteousness, right? A dope dealer is he's a very smart brother. You know, he's going around, he's distributing everything. He's smart and not smart at the same time because you're killing your people, but the actual, he knows about buying and selling. That's what he knows about. He's the master at that. So why not use his talent for righteousness instead of wickedness? So that's what we trying to set up right now. Now, another thing I want to bring out is that when we have our celebrities is starting to stand up for us, for example, Kaepernick, right? And so when he starts standing up for his people and then all of a sudden they kick him out the NFL and try to take all his money from him, see, we got this thing called the high five. Why are we not supporting this? He was supporting us, right? So we do a high five, and I actually think, Pinky, you should get this too. We're trying to implement this, and you can help me. But the high five is, why don't everybody give $5 to Kaepernick? so we can show the power that you don't need them no more. Keep fighting for us. You are in the spotlight. Everybody listening to you. Let them kick you out the NFL, and we got your back. You see what I'm saying? And just
absolutely.
Like how when Pinckney is down, all of us should come together. His wife should want for nothing. He should want for nothing. His wife is just as strong as he is for her to sit back and watch her husband be in jail for some years. You know what I'm saying? And she just sit back and wait. That's a powerful sister. I told her that. I was like, man, behind every powerful man is a powerful woman, and we got to acknowledge that. But some of our people need the high five. They need the high five. We say, hey, he got to get a high five. Everybody send $5 to that person, man. And just imagine if a million people did that. You know what I'm saying? Or we can get all of our people everywhere to do that. So this is the power of what we're talking about and bringing our people together. So we also have another thing I want to bring out to the people about cleaning our water. I know you out there in Michigan, right? And
right.
In Michigan, we got a real bad water problem, right? Okay, the Hebrews got a solution for the water problem. And Pinckney, when you hear this, I know that you don't want to put this. I'm going to bring on one of my brothers. He's actually a celebrity. His name is Darius Love. Y'all might catch him on some of the Ice Cube movies and stuff like that. But he's a real good brother, and I'm honored to be in his presence and to know this brother. He is very smart, very educated, and he's a person that really cares about his people. So I'm going to bring him on so he can let you know about this water crisis that we have, and it can be fixed if we just implement what he's bringing to the table. So come on in, Brother Darius, and introduce yourself.
All praises to the Most High, Ahayah Bahashim Yeshaya, Olawak, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Brother Malak, or more right here in Los Angeles and in all 50 states. Any brothers have the privilege to meet Brother Malak, they know. In one conversation, they say it lasts a lifetime, but instantly the lifetime can be changed and transcend. And for you being able to keep the law of statutes and the commandments of the Most High. How you doing, Brother Pinckney?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Just taking it one day at a time. Trying to get through over this hurdle. That's all I'm trying to do.
I want to give big respect and praises to the Most High for connecting you and Brother Malak, being able to use this platform to be able to get the knowledge out to our people. For we know that knowledge and wisdom is worth more than silver and gold. And so there's something I would like to share on the behalf of our Hebrew Israelites here in the chapter in Los Angeles. We have come up with a concept called the Healing Center, the Hebrew Healing Center. And what this has done now, for the past 15 years, I've been able to identify different sources within the United States of America that actually comprise of the elements that we need to make the Hebrew Healing Centers not just a concept but a reality in all our communities. And when I say these sources, one is a natural alkaline source water. I know a lot of people here the word alkaline and really don't understand what that means. In your body produces acid to break down its food. And sometimes when you eat food, some food can be acidic and some food can be alkalized. Well, the goal of the body is to always seek balance. Sometimes we have a high acidic level and sometimes we have a high alkaline level. Well, as you know, water is the life source. You can't go 2 days without drinking water. You can go 24 days without eating, but water is actually a life source that allows for the body to produce and continue to carry on and sustain itself. Well, as of 2004, we represented a source, water. And what source means is that it's not a spring. It's not something that you have to pump. A source is something that goes within the earth. There are different source waters across the planet. We are the only source water on the Western Hemisphere that's 2.2 miles deep in the earth's core that has 27 different trace minerals that attaches itself for over 16,000 years. in a Granite Bathory Lake. And the Granite Bathory Lake is the size of South Dakota. That's how much water is within the earth that spews out in the one location that we are currently operating and controlling it. The water's pH balance is 9.6, but the alkalinity lasts 7 years. We also identified, before moving into the water, if there's any questions, please let me know about the water. Brother Pinky, if you have any questions, it's between the alkalinity, acidic, hopefully that can make...
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. But listen, you got about 2 more minutes to see. Can you clean it up and
yes,
get what they need to know? And
I'm gonna bring it home.
I truly appreciate you, my brother.
Absolutely. So I'll bring it home within 2 minutes, sir.
Last All right.
But not least, we also identified a source in the Great Salt Lake in Utah that's 60 million years old that have the ionic minerals. Your body consists of minerals. And the minerals, for instance, your brain is made out of magnesium, your heart is made out of iron. When you eat food, your body's breaking down the elements and the nutrients to actually receive the minerals. Well, these ionic minerals, these 79 different ionic minerals that come in a perfect ratio, it's called a stoichiometric. And in this perfect ratio, these minerals are able to create a homeostasis state in the body, and what that means is a perfect balance to where no sicknesses can now take away your alkaline state. You have to be in an acidic state in order to be sick. And so when you take this water, these minerals, you now have all 79 ionic minerals. You now have an alkaline water that is hydrating you, the necessities to release the acid, but also giving you the fuel in an ionic form because the body's an electromagnetic field. So when your body is ionized and alkaline with the ionic minerals, you now are able to get rid of what is called mitochondria X, and that's mucus. Mucus and acid is all sickness of the body. We now own this water. We own these minerals. And last but not least, we own the enzymatic enzymes that does water pretreatments. We are able to purify water similar to the George Washington Carver peanut butter concept. These ionic minerals are not only water purification, not only air purification, but actually purifies the land. We have a nano ag enzyme that goes into the land and the soil. It replenishes the soil. It actually helps the soil to grow 3 times better than what it does. It oxygenates it, and then we're able to put in the minerals, which mineralize the produce, and then we're able to add the water, which obviously hydrates the produce. It creates 3 times the normal yield of produce. And last but not least, what it does is it creates an alkaline, it creates a non-chemicals, all organic, growing system that actually helps cultivate the earth. It replenishes the soil, and then the soil in return, the earth replenishes us with a product that is all natural. The chemicals that these farmers are using from the fruit fly days to the chemtrail days, they depleted our soil and killed our earth, and now they're creating synthetic food and creating all of these foods with products and chemicals in it, and that's killing us, which is causing cancer. We have a solution with the water, the minerals, the Nano Act that we consider the Hebrew Healing Center, and we are going to go into churches and schools, going to the pastors, and saying, hey, for 20% of the tithes and offering that you're collecting, allow us to create a healing center within the locations of these churches so that we can start getting our people off of the produce that's killing them and onto the produce that will be healing them. And this is a concept by the Hebrew Israelites that we know from owning these sources and owning these waters and these minerals and this nano ag product that we are stewards of humanity, because $400 billion of our churches have an inflow of cash, but there's no cash going out. That would create jobs. That would create revenue streams where we can have farmers markets and sell the produce, and even for those that don't have money could receive the produce for free. And then we take these drug dealers and these brothers that are good at distribution, that are good at protecting our communities, and we now have a way that we have off the grid, a self-sustaining system that's not only helping the earth, helping ourselves, creating jobs, creating revenues, but now the churches can be responsible for, because we've never been challenged before to do something with the tithes and offerings that we've all been gathering for so long, which is a total of $400 billion. We believe once we create these healing centers, it will create more revenue and create jobs and create health and awareness, so that now we can be align ourselves with the Most High and really follow His law, statutes, and commandments. Because once we're off the synthetic chemicals and foods and drugs, our chemical imbalances become balanced. We get in tune with the divine, and now we can really start practicing the words and the laws of the Most High. Thank you, brother, for the time.
Hey, man. Hey, I really appreciate that education, my brother. That was tremendous. I'm just happy that, you know, my Hebrew brothers, you know, my brother Malak, he spent a lot of time with me here in Benton Harbor, and I know he always got something for me, you know. And me and him, we had the ability to work together, but I think what the people need, they need some more of this wonderful knowledge that you brothers have. And from now on, whenever we speak, my brothers, you'll be classified as my Hebrew brothers. And that's forever. That's not just now. That's forever. And in closing remarks, Malak, I want you to take about 4 minutes, just close this thing out so we can bring somebody else on. Tell us what you want to say.
Well, I would like to say you are our Hebrew brother too, Shalom. You know, everybody that come from that lineage is a Hebrew brother. So you my Hebrew brother, man, and I really appreciate you bringing me on. I really enjoy all the knowledge that you showed me when I was in Benton Harbor. Look, just a little brief history since I got 4 minutes. I went to Benton Harbor, and I was preaching in every church. Just anybody I seen, I was going into projects, everything. I think I ended up baptizing like about 25 people in one day. And they had one beach that the black people go to and a beach that the white people go to. And then the people was like, which one you want to go to? I said, let's go to the white people beach. We're going to show them today that that we waking up and we about to go baptize over there. So we ended up baptizing over there. I ended up meeting Pinckney. And when I met him, it was just like the brother that I always been wanting. And he just got so much knowledge. And I'm trying to absorb as much as I can. He took me into the courtroom, me out of court watch to show if a judge is not treating our people right. He showed me what to do, how to do it, how we can get the judge to start treating our people better. If he know people that's watching him, and all of the steps to take to get him off the bench if we have to. He actually took me to a board meeting. He let me speak in the board meeting. It was very powerful for me because I think that it was just he was showing me what I'm really supposed to be doing. So all those steps that you told us, Brother Pinckney, we actually doing it right now in L.A.
And you know what?
There's still more things that I want to learn from you, so I'm my ears is open.
All right, you know what? And I tell you this, you will always be my brother. And I also really appreciate you. But listen, let's do this. I think the information that was given today is so tremendous, and I think it takes more than one time for people to understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm excited. You and I will talk more about this, but I got to move on right now because I got a couple of more people who's anxious to get on. Let's hear what they got to say, but stay on the line and listen to what they got to say.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. My brother, Robert, my brother.
Hey, my brother, Shalom, the brother Malak out there in California. I listened to those enlightening Torahs that you were given a moment ago. And also, you know, it was first told in Genesis 15th chapter, 13th verse, that we'll be coming here. But I'm not going to take up much time because I know you have 1 hour. But what you mentioned celebrities. There's one celebrity who everyone needs to listen to, Yassine Bey, Mos Def. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he gives a powerful talk on, you pick it up on YouTube. It's called It's All Connected. And it's very deep. So we need to listen to that. But as the Torah, as the brother Malak was saying, the ark out there in California, we need to get back and study. That's what our youth are not doing today. And when you get those people together out there with Jim Brown, get them in there and bring out the scriptures. Those are the laws that we violated that we need to get back.
Absolutely, Robert. And I tell you, I know once before you and I talked about that you was connected with the Hebrew Brothers, a different set maybe, but I was telling you about my Hebrew Brothers, and I'm excited. Matter of fact, they have invited me to come out there and help them deal with the gangs and also to go to Jim Brown home and sit down and meet with them. My goal is more or less is to bring the same situation not only to Chicago but also to Detroit, Michigan, Benton Harbor, Michigan, and around this area because I know we have a plan. But one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, it is my understanding that the reason why there are so many guns in the community is because they was brought in and it was dead for a reason. Now remember this. You know, Richard Nixon started the idea that if you give drugs and you give guns and you put them in the black community, it'll take care of itself. And then you had Ronald Reagan who supersized that. He said that if we give them more guns and more drugs, we will never have to worry about the black man ever again. And to make this thing you know a little history about Chicago, because since you're from Chicago, tell us what happened in Chicago in reference to the guns.
Well, the Chicago is on a fast track of gentrification. That's going on all over the country, but it's focused on here because they claim Chicago is highlighted because of all the crime that's going on. Chicago's not even in the top 20. But it's really bad. But they're dropping guns in the black community, as you stated. Richard Nixon declared on audio. They can pick it up on his tape. We're going to drop the guns and the drugs in the black community and watch it disintegrate. And that's what's going on now. Now we look at Samuel Yett. If we want to study also outside of the scriptures, but it's all tied in. Samuel Yett's book, The Choice. If everyone can get a copy of that and share it, because I think I sent about 6 copies to Rem Pinckney while he was in up there in Michigan in prison. But they wouldn't allow him to get them, right? But the guns and the drugs are being dropped here deliberately to disintegrate, to destroy our communities, further destroy them outside of when we were brought here in chains, in bondage, because we have violated the Torah, and that's what we need to get back. So once we begin to discipline ourselves, bring back these laws so that we can follow them, even the dietary laws the brother was just speaking about with alkaline water and what have you. So because we, you know, we eat the swine, we eat the forbidden foods, the filthy foods, that's what's killing us. That's why you see dialysis centers popping up all over Chicago. You got the Vita. Dialysis centers popping up like McDonald's all over the place. Everyone's kidneys are being blown out. So this is what we need to understand the Torah, the laws, to bring them back so that we can clean ourselves up so we can be prepared for the Most High once we are brought. And the curses are coming down on these people who brought us in here. You see what happened to Whirlpool's product over there in that high-rise building in London. A hot point there, refrigerator freezer caused that fire to burn up that entire building, which was secondary to the
mm-hmm.
Right, exactly, absolutely. So yeah, Chicago, and they accidentally allowed a case of hand grenades to get loose here, and someone exploded one in someone's apartment. But one of the elected officials sent word out that we want those hand grenades back because, you know, they could go off anywhere. They could kill cops or, you know, somebody that didn't intend to get killed. So someone did return that case of hand grenades that were on the trains. They deliberately dropped these train loads of and trunk loads of guns in the community, along with the drugs. They did it to the Bloods and Crips out there in California. They were flying the cocaine out of Columbia into Mena, Arkansas, where Clinton was governor. And they shipped that straight to California and divided our communities up there in Bloods and Crips. So the same thing has happened in Chicago, has happened in New York, There was a front page story, and I'm going to get off because I know your time is running out. There was a front page story on the New York Times written by Charles M. Blow in March of 2010. He asked the question, is New York City being ethnically cleansed of black people? And the story now, if you go in the archives, you find Escape from New York. They made a joke out of that. So the ethnic cleansing is going on now. Now that they no longer need us, what they brought us here to pick cotton and tobacco, we're being ethnically cleansed out of this country. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? And what you're saying is so tremendous because a lot of times we don't see things. You know, we're so busy.
Right.
We're doing this hip hop. We're rapping and rhyming
right.
and having a good time
right.
And the world is still moving and we're standing still and we have to understand what's important. The future of our children is the most important thing that we can deal with. And what my Hebrew brother was saying, we need to start doing it. We need to start doing things. We need to change the way we do business. We need to start setting
yes.
up a meeting with some of these gang leaders and different
oh,
things
yes.
like that. So, in Chicago, they had this group that you and I talked about before, Robert, in reference that they was going around killing people. You know, you could just call them on the phone and set up a hit job and stuff like that. What kind of mess is that to
yeah.
be in a community? What type of person would do something like that? What type of people have we become? You see, that's my question.
It's orchestrated through the system. Now, when you have people here have empire parties, are you familiar with the TV show Empire?
Yes.
They throw actual empire parties where they sit around and they dialogue over that nonsense. And you got women going to beauty shops; they want their hair done like some character on Empire. That's what we've been dumbed down to. It's a dumbing down process that we're buying into, and we're being manipulated and pacified by that nonsense.
And you know you're absolutely right. Cause when I was in prison, the first thing he said, "Are you going to be watching Empire tonight?" And I had to tell him, "Absolutely not." And I said, "I'm hoping that
yeah.
you don't be watching it either." Oh, but it's a black program. I said, "That's not a black program." I said, "Don't even look at that as being a black program because it's too embarrassing to even think
right.
about." But we have to change though. We have to change the way we're doing business. We have to change the way we're talking, we're walking, and go back to being the original Hebrews. That's how we have to deal with that.
That's right. That's right. And it's in the scriptures. You know the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know
the story quite well.
Right, absolutely.
Wow.
We're preaching right. in Genesis 15, chapter 13, verse, and he said unto Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall
mm.
serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years."
Mm.
But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's in Genesis.
Robert,
that's good.
You know, one day that we're going to get the big picture, Robert. We're going to get it. I'm going to tell you that, you know, it's just a matter of time now, and I think things are changing. I feel, since I've been out of prison, sometimes you can feel stupid sitting up in prison
right.
and for nothing. Everybody can sit around and talk about what they did and how they did it, and all you can do is look at them and feel stupid sitting up there in prison when no crime was committed. And but yet and still, you there, But the most important thing I got out of there, I got a chance to educate the people. I got a chance to do things that was amazing. Matter of fact, I formed my own gang there, and we was the Bible people, and we did things that
there
was
you go.
Right. And even today,
excellent.
There's nothing more important than doing what is right, Robert. You know, do
right
in God's eyes. Not man's eye.
That's
a
right.
man is not going to be able to get a headache, then he's going to charge you for
That's
it.
That's right.
So we have to stay focused, do the things that need to be done. And Robert, I must confess, all while I was in prison, I really, really appreciate you. You was right there. You was always there when I need to call somebody. Whatever I need done, you was always there. You didn't hesitate. You didn't even ask no questions. You just did it. Need to call my lawyers or whatever it might have been. You was always there, and And I feel good calling you my friend, and you are my friend. And I just tell you, Robert, it's been a long ride, but here, what?
Yeah.
It's going to continue because we're going to fight until this thing is over with, until I can fight
right.
no more. That's my plan. And I'm going to stand for
but
the
you
people
will get
whether
justice.
They like it or not. See, I tell people all the time, it's not important whether people like you or not. That's when you sit around and waiting for somebody to like you, you ain't going to never get nothing done. Because people,
that's
most right. people don't like you anyway. You know?
Right.
So
what was so compelling them?
Mm-hmm. And let's move on. I got about 10 more people, but unfortunately.
Okay, go
I
ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
listen.
I got 256-399 now. I'm going to bring that person in now, and let's see what they may have to say. But Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate you. just stick with it, my brother. All right, now 256-399. You're on the air.
Great. This is Amira in Alabama. It's so great to hear the brothers out there in California and also Brother Robert. If it wasn't for Brother Robert, always on the Drive-On show, talking about Reverend Pickney, first time I even heard about your situation and what was going on was that brother right there. So, hey, all us Hebrew Israelites, and we love Hebrew Israelites, Dr. Hindu Idol Henderson. Everything y'all talking about, everything y'all want, is already done. Yah Allah, 400 years of slavery, he promised we turn back to him. He has a lawful process for all of us to come back into the kingdom. And that lawful process is redemption, repentance, and restoration. And he always brings one forth in order to bring us into this information. I am so happy to hear brothers that know those books. You know those books? Go to the calls. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Wednesday night and Friday night, SOVCPR.org. You can find a call in. He is a Hebrew Israelite brother, and he's the one that Yah Allah has chosen in order to bring all this. He has done everything. Listen for the 4th of July. You're going to hear announcements. Unfortunately, brothers, this currency is gone. It's fiat. It's no good. Yah Allah is crashing it and bringing forth new currency for us. So you guys going to be out there. If you this lawful process that Yah Allah has set up, all people on the planet, the only ones that are not done with it is called indexing, and that's 300 million Americans. We're the only ones left on the planet that haven't finished getting indexed. Indexing will bring you into repentance, redemption, and restoration, and then you will have everything you're talking about. You will have nothing if you're not indexed.
I guess you giving me an education there, but I want you to know I appreciate you so much. Were you on the Drive-On show today?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to come on until the very end,
I know.
Yes, but I'm always there, and the information you gave, I did look up the brother and stuff like that. I'm interested in, and I'm going to continue. We're going to take it as slow as possible to get this thing done, but I'm going to suck in as much knowledge.
That sounds
as possible.
Great, but the time has run out. If you're not indexed, they're coming door to door. They're coming door to door. Put a white towel on your door. Do not resist. They're going to take your blood. You will know what of the 12 tribes you are out of. If you're one of those necessities or whatever, you're going to the FEMA camp to be destroyed. The rest of you, hopefully, will be left in your homes. So the ones who are indexed, we are studying the 613 laws of the Masonic law, so we will know. We have new trees and everything. Everything is done, but the people don't know. You're still going over the same old ground. There are money out there once you're indexed for your projects. Everything you're trying to do, you can do. But this currency is no longer. This system is no longer. They will be making the announcement soon.
Thank you.
I yield.
Yeah. But listen, on that note, I just want to say to everybody, we got to stay focused. We got to start doing things together. It's going to take unity to make this thing happen. You know, we can talk about the criminal justice system. We can talk about the Democrats, Republicans, but they're small potatoes. You see, it's not really important what they do. Is what's important is what we do. We got to start doing things that need to be done. We got to start making sure that we're doing what is right within in God's sight, not man's sight. And I just want to say I'm happy to that my Hebrew brothers was on today, my brother Robert, and also the young lady from Alabama. We're where we need to be. We're getting there. It's just a matter of time, you know. The word is getting around now that I'm out, but I'm ready to move forward to a whole different level. I'm ready to make things happen for the people, because it's not about Reverend Pinckney. It's about the people. It's about the future of our children. So we have to put our heads together and decide what direction we're going in. And we got to do it soon. We don't have a lot of time. You know, time that clock is ticking against us right now. So let's continue to be prayerful. Let's continue to do what we need to do. And I just want to say to my good friend, my friend Ken Rose, you know, he's been a very, very faithful friend also. He was always there for me too. And we done built an army. All we have to do now is execute. We need to do what we need to do and take this thing to a whole different level. But I am I'm just happy. This is only my second show since I've been home. Next week I'll be on at the same time, same station. And those who want to speak, you know, you got to let me know in advance. That's the process that I go through. I like to know who's going to talk and what they're going to say. And I like to make sure that we're all on the same page. There's nothing more important than that, you know. And you got to be willing to make the sacrifice. The sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, that's yourself. And it can't be about you. It's got to be about the future of our children. On that note, we have just ran out of time. I will see you next week, same time, same station. Thank you so much for tuning in.